I am back. This is Eric, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Wow, what a mouthful. I should probably learn how to reduce that. Anyways, normally I would only do that little bit twice, but I was subbing previously. That spiraled into a phone call, which is actually a very lovely interview. Looking back on it, just... That was so much fun. Normally I even don't get insight into people's the way people think. Like I've known David for like a hot minute now, like probably about a year, and I never have really gotten insight into how he felt about interrogation. Like he's giving me like a couple of crumbs, just like, you know, like of course all throughout the stages that he was describing, just like. How he initially wasn't feeling it, like coming back to the production, more so convinced just by me, well, a little bit by me, a little credit to me, but mostly him, because he thought about it, and of course he wanted to embark on this very fun little production called Interrobangers. So that was actually a lovely little segment that we did. Moving on, Rhiannon, actually a very special song in my heart. Mostly because coming on campus was a little hard for me just cause I'm all the way from Seattle, Washington. So a little ways away, skip over a couple of wheat fields. And I found it a little hard to acclimate here, not just to like the climate and everything, but also like just people, I think it's always been a problem for me just because, not saying that I was sheltered or anything. Well, I was a little sheltered. It's more that I was pretty lonely growing up, mostly because I wasn't really allowed to leave my house a lot. It was only until like my sophomore, junior, senior year that I like was kind of allowed to, hang out with friends a little more, mostly because I was starting to be seen as an adult and all of that. So coming here was a little hard just because I wasn't really used to how people interacted. How do you really meet other friends? Because I had the same group of friends in high school as I did in middle school. Just like a smaller group, but still the same group nonetheless. Like it was very hard for me to try to start to make new friends. And the first person who really, I would call like, my friend to some extent is, was my freshman roommate, Drew Cohen, who I see him around. And I do feel bad just cause I was kind of a shitty roommate. If we're being honest, mostly just cause I'd always had to live with like someone else. I'd always had to share a room with my sister. So, I was not really feeling like having to share a room with someone else again. But I think we kind of, I would say I grew out of that feeling and, we sort of became friends. And one of the songs he didn't show me Rhiannon, but he did, inspire me to make my own radio show. And I came on one night, and the first song I actually requested to play was Rhiannon, because one of my other friends, Henry, friend of the show, big friend of the show, very good friend, he showed me Rhiannon, and at the time I was going through some emotional mishaps of my own, and I felt like the song is part of like a certain point in time of my current college career, and that was one of the first songs that I asked to be played on air, was with Drew, and he did the best like a roommate could do, you know, just like, let's listen to what I had to say. And I really appreciate him for that. That was genuinely one of the sweetest things someone could do for me. And it was quite nice. The song itself is part of an important time in my life. And I always listen to it. I listen to it a little more casually now. But I feel like that's an important thing to understand about college life. It's just like you'll meet so many different people, and you never know the ways they'll impact you, or the way you'll impact them. And I feel like the same could be said about once you leave college, which I'm not very excited for. I'm very worried about how everything's gonna change drastically again in another 3 years. But anyways, let's play some music instead of hearing me ramble on for a couple of hours. We're gonna, because I didn't play out this playlist the way I thought it might have played out. We're actually gonna jump between a couple of genres next. We got let's take a peek into our playlist. Let's play Aguanile by Mark Anthony. Some Spanish music. And some, of course, in okay, I'm not providing rationalizations as to why. Just listen to it. Thank you. Sorry. That was Lawrence de Arabia by Hombres G. Sorry, fellas. I have a... it's very hard. It's actually very hard for me to transition between English and Spanish. I have no idea why. Like, it's easy. Like, if, like, for example, when I'm on a call with my mom, it's very easy for me to be like, oh, hi, mom. To be like, to start speaking in Spanish with her, but fully in Spanish, only in Spanish. And then my dad, understands English a little better, or he actually is very fluent. And so I'll talk to him in English, but it's very hard for me to immediately transition to Spanish if I like need to say something without like other people around me knowing, because it'll come out sounding like that, like what you just heard. I have no idea why. It's very weird, like how language works. Because just like when I was very young, like my parents have always told me how to roll my R's. So that I have this very distinct memory of me sitting in a car right outside of school after we got out, because I think we were waiting on my sister, because the school that I went to when I was in very little elementary school, when I was from kindergarten to first grade, was a combined sort of elementary, middle, high school. And my sister was in middle school, and she'd come out a little later. So I remember sitting in a car with my dad. He constantly told me, hey, you need to roll your R to say arroz. There you go. Arroz, arroz. Because he kept drinking, going like arroz, 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 arroz. And it came out right. And like for a time I was actually pretty fluent, but when I moved over to, cause I used to live in Arizona, when I turned 8 and moved to Washington, there wasn't like a very big Hispanic community, and I wasn't living with as closely with my uncles and aunts. So I didn't really need to speak Spanish as much, like with my mom, sure. But like outside of that, I didn't really need to speak as good of a Spanish. So I started losing like the language up until when I was around 13, I think. My parents actually sent me to Mexico for a month. Because they said it would do me good, which it did. It really did. I learned Spanish properly, and I also learned a lot about how people live in Mexico. It's not very fun, especially the like where my grandparents live, because I stay with my grandparents. It's not particularly fun. It's very cramped, very just not third world necessarily, but it is not very pleasant. But I did like living with them, because it's nice to seeing like my aunts and uncles, like when I'm conscious and I'm not a baby, because they all had very fond memories of me when I was very little, just like when I was a little baby. Apparently they said I smelled very nice. I personally, if I had a baby, I wouldn't go around sniffing him like I was a bloodhound, but that's just me. And I guess I made like a lot of good memories. Like for example, like one of my uncles, Theo. How do I forget his name? He's like the third child on my dad's side. Him and my aunt took me out to it's like a lake resort sort of thing. There was like little fishes, and I remember that like my uncle would be like, oh yeah, if you put your feet in, like the fish will eat your foot. And I was like, what? I'd be so confused, because of course I was a little naive 13-year-old from the US, and I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing, dude, help me out. But it was just wonderful, because I didn't really interact with him as much, because that uncle didn't come to the US. So it was just nice getting to know him for the first time. A lot of the taste of the music that I like in Spanish is my mom. Every time we'd clean, she'd throw on like some salsa, some merengue, which are all not distinctly Mexican. They're all from different regions. Salsa is, I think it's from some regions of Mexico, but I know it's also not. It's also from the Caribbean. Could be completely wrong, and in that case, please call me out. But it's interesting just learning how like different diaspora just sort of combine together like that. Like my mom, of course, doesn't even care that it's like that. Like she listens to cumbia too, which is Colombian, and she does not care. She's like, yeah, it sounds good, so I'm gonna listen to it. And I've kind of adopted that same principle with music. I'm just like, if it sounds nice, I'll pop it in the playlist. I'll listen to it on my walk to Dwick. And it's a very open-minded way of thinking about music, just because you'll really never know what like will actually enjoy. Like, of course I like rap. I like listening to Kendrick. I listen to MF Doom. But I also like listening to Frank Ocean, and I also like listening to Steve Lacy, then I also like listening to the Rolling Stones, and I also like listening to Marc Anthony. It's all over the place, but it's also like it's just different styles, and you can enjoy like the different aspects of it as well. Of course, my mom might not think of it like in that way. She'd probably just be like, yeah, it just sounds good. And it's something they put on while I'm mopping the floors. But, and my dad also has a very open-minded way of thinking, where he listens to a lot of classic rock. But he also listens to a lot of salsa, and all sorts of things like that. We could say that we listen to a little bit of everything. Anyways, let's put on some music instead of being a bunch of losers. Here we go. How about let's play some Tame Impala? How about that? New person, same old mistakes. have returned. So that's actually that song is one of the examples of how, like, I'm a little more open-minded with music, just because I literally saw that in someone's story, and I was, that was Keep Cool by Winona Forever. Literally just saw it in someone's story, and I was like, you know what, that sounds pretty all right. I'll throw it into my playlist. Anyways, I'll give you some behind-the-scenes action, as well as some tales of my own incompetency. Automation, very fun feature. In case there's no one else to fill up the airspace, we have some automated music. It's pretty chill. Haven't listened to much of it. Anyways, I left it on accidentally, so as I was trying to fix up my little playlist here, it just kept popping out random stuff. I was like, wait, what's going on? Turns out I've had it on this whole time. Good thing I didn't have that setting on, so we were at least were able to listen to some chill music that was not automated. Also, another tale of my incompetency. I think this show, this particular episode should be like, in put it correctly, my first episode is completely destroyed. Try to read the description or anything about it. It's just very, it's a little more messier than I'd like it to be. They're coming up on the half hour. How about I drop another PSA? I enjoy these so much. Hand washing. I actually am very familiar with this. I used to work at I actually worked in a lot of restaurants. So I'm going to teach you the basics of hand washing. Hand washing PSA. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, mouth, unless you've just washed your hands. Covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That part is actually very much true. I've taken a couple of courses in food handler safety, and that's pretty much the procedure. You just wash your hands for 20 seconds. You scrub your hands. More properly said, you wash your hands, you apply soap, and you scrub for 20 seconds, and then you rinse it. Not particularly hard, but there's times when you skip out. But you shouldn't. As that PSA said, you should not. Speaking of work, I was a busser over the summer. Very fun. Not fun, actually. Sort of fun. I got this job at a restaurant that was part of a hotel. Love my Salish brethren. But the thing is, it's hard working. I understand, like, my dad's always had to work in a restaurant. Only until recently he quit his job so he could start up a bakery. He's doing so well for himself. I love that man. Hard working ethic, as well as people skills, because he somehow managed to not lose his mind through how long has it been? Well, I know he's worked ever since I was born, so it's like, what, 19 years of working in food service. He has somehow not blown his lid at anything, because the different types of people that you work with is just so insane. But you have to keep your cool under all of it, and understand that, like, not everything is personal. A lot of people just want to pick up a paycheck, especially where I was working. All of the busers were all young guys, all pretty much my age, a little younger, a little older. Some of them had different levels of work ethic, which, unfortunate. Sometimes you had to work with them a lot more often than you'd like. But it is what it is. You kind of just roll with the punches, you pick up your check, and then you go off. Yeah. And I think it was still a very important experience for me, just having to work so many times in restaurants. Just because you get a sense of the culture of just the people who work there. Like, for my senior year, I picked up a job working at the restaurant my dad was working at as a dishwasher. I knew a lot of the guys, but also I had never really interacted with them outside of work. So working with them for the first time, it was very different, just because you get teased a lot for a lot of different things, like, especially with the fact that I was cripplingly single. My workers found every single opportunity to point it out to me, but in a very fun way. I actually enjoyed they actually encouraged me to be like, hey, you know what? You don't have to be like this. You could actually like talk to women. And I was like, I could, but I could also just not do that. But they also encouraged me to do like take the bull by the horns in like a lot of different other aspects of my own life. Working, I mean, that's the easiest one. They were like very adamant about me not becoming lazy. Like, they pretty much pointed out to me, like, every single like worker that every single dishwasher that's ever been worked the machine that they always thought was lazy. And they're like, dude, if you ever turn up like that, we're kicking you out. Like, no matter what your dad says. My dad was the chef at the time. And they were like, we don't care what your dad says. And even my dad was like, I don't care like how awful, if you're like ever a little bit awful, I'm gonna kick you out myself. Thankfully it never came to that. I actually got a career to a buster at that same restaurant. But it was also, it was a great experience. Not a lot of money to be earned, but it was just wonderful learning about how people interact in those situations. And when I did become a buster, I just really missed working in the kitchen, just because all those guys were wonderful and supported me. In the front of the house, it's a lot less of that. And it's a lot more, you have to keep going and deal with like customers, and less of working with others. I worked with my cousin as well. He's a year younger than me, so of course we messed around, but also like he was also like had a very strong work ethic. And he I talked to him, but we'd also try to like find ways to like separate ourselves and like find our own things to do. Great. Just like a great experience. Great experience overall. Anyways, it's been 10 minutes since our last song, so how about I play you some music? Because that's what you came to WMFO for, right? Right? Sorry, fellas, I'm thinking I'm gonna just select. How about I hit you with What Once Was by Hers?
at me through my peripheral vision. Pretty baby as I ride on this empty road. I'm just looking for something to do. As if she was hungry, that she wanted to get food. And she said, nah, then she kissed me on my cheek. Next thing I know, she was feeling on me. And I was in the M-double-O-D. Then she said, park my car down the back street.
Yo, yo, yo. Back on air. That was Ride by Steve Lacy. Again. My friend introduced me to Steve Lacy. It was a very unusual conversation. She told me she liked Phoebe Bridgers. I had known her since sophomore year of high school, and I had never taken her to be a Steve Lacy or Phoebe Bridgers fan, because she just, like, she was just a very quiet person back then, and now she's a little more, like, friendly. Now she's like, oh, yeah, I like these things. I'm like, oh, I guess. That for you folks is, never judge a book by its cover. Anyways, for those of you who had been listening since the beginning of the show, since one, I actually started making a drawing. I'm nowhere near, I just remember, like, 20 minutes ago while I was finishing setting up my playlist, and it's nowhere near done. I'll give you an update at the end of the show before I sign off. But anyways, some funky little topic to be talking about. Let me think. You know what, this is, I had originally put in the description for my show that I'd be talking about cryptids. So you know what, let's do a little cryptid rundown. Why don't we? Not me pulling up the Wikipedia for cryptids. Not me doing that. Cryptids. I don't want to do anything like Bigfoot. Bigfoot is a very boring basic, you know. I don't need this menu. I know exactly what I'm gonna pick. Bigfoot is just so boring to me. Okay, because it's literally just a furry man ape. Like, what more is there to it? There's no, like, mystery behind it. I guess there's the idea that it's like so prevalent around culture that, like, maybe it's like related to great apes, right? But it's like, why does it need to be an integral part of culture? Like, so boring. Like, I think the modern, like, view of Bigfoot is boring. If you go past that to, like, more sort of the native people's view of these man apes, I think it's like a little, it's way more interesting, in my opinion. Just like the folklore behind it is more compelling than whatever we got right now. Like, it's now like the face of the Pacific Northwest, which is where I'm from. Just like, why did they allow this to happen? Like, what happened? So unbelievably mid and boring. Just like, why? Like, for example, my sister has, like, a little sticker of, like, the Bigfoot, like, walking, like, from the I forget what the film's called. The short, like, really short film where it's, like, kind of a blurry, grainy female Bigfoot. And just, like, why? Like why? Why does this need to represent the Pacific Northwest? I guess it's very foresty, but why don't we have, like, a cooler cryptid or something that's, like, a little more representative of the native people's folklore? But anyways, enough ranting. I'm gonna hit you with another song before, and then we'll see how much time we have left that I can have another thing open. This is more of a matter. Oh, wait, here we go. Black. Oh wait, did I already play this last time? Yeah, you know what? Here, we're gonna play "Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap" by AC/DC. Have fun. Hello. Okay, so we're nearing the end of the hour. So, drawing update. I'm still not done. I kind of got something going, though. It's kind of like a wolf-hyena hybrid sort of thing. A little bit of a crocodilian skull going on, too. Very cool. Might finish it later. Who knows? I may also need to finish a lot of chem homework. Imagine that. A radio show where a guy plays music and then updates on how he does on his chem homework. Very cool. Anyways, future of the show. I'd like to go a little bit over that just because I feel like these two shows have been a lot of me just like experimenting, also figuring out what I'm doing. So should I miss out with automation? Basically, I think that, well, that phone call with David, although very fun, it's probably not going to be a very common occurrence. We may have a couple of guests come in. Depends on how people feel about staying up until 3 a.m. On a Thursday night. So we'll see about that. I think the format is very enjoyable. It feels like it needs a lot of commitment from one other person. Wow. Someone really zoomed. So yeah, you definitely need a lot of commitment from someone else. So I'll see if we can get some other guests on the show. Nevertheless, we're probably going to have something like a 5-minute cryptid talk. Probably go over the lore, what I feel about it. Kind of like what we just did. But definitely a lot more refined. A little bit of a drawing segment, maybe. Like, between the songs, I'll try to see if we can make something happen. Lots of rambling. We'll continue. And I feel like that's a very good staple of this show. And if anyone cares, I might throw in like a little life update. I don't think it's super necessary. Just cause I don't think people will tune into that, sort of stuff. Some people might, some people might not. The point is that I'd like to keep that to a minimum. As for music, I'll probably try to concentrate it a little more. My first show, I was literally like, oh, I'll play whatever I want. And then the more I think about it, I'm like, it's a little jarring going from, what were we playing? Lorenz de Arabia to, Dirty Deeds Under Cheap, to Ride. So I think I'm going to try to focus it a little more, tie up a couple of screws, I'll probably do a lot of music exploring, not just for this show's sake, but also for my own sake. I think I'd like to explore different varieties of music, and that'll probably help me also guide the topics that we might talk about. Probably some more longer commentary formats. Other than that, this is Eric. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Metaphor Tufts Freeform Radio. Genuinely, what a wonderful experience. Wonderful second night. We'll see if I come in at some other point. Other than that, we're going to play you one last closing track before we hop on to automation. So we'll play this one. Girl by the Internet and Kaytranada. There you go. Also, a couple of seconds of closing time for the meme, because this is closing time at Applebee's. Closing time.